Yeah, but there are a lot of people on the team who know and have seen where we've come from. A lot of people. And yesterday in the Dallas sales meeting, I was telling some of the stories. And I'm going to tell this at the semi-annual convention coming up next week, but I want to tell this story again right now. Because Philip Hudgens does this a lot. Philip's one of the three owners of NAA. His office is the processing center for NAA, for new business and contracting. And hold your hand up in front of you and put your thumb and your forefinger together. You know, like the symbol when somebody says they're playing the world's smallest violin. And rub your fingers together. Philip says that's the difference between a seven-figure income earner and a six-figure income earner. That's the difference between somebody who's dead broke and somebody who's making $100,000 a year with NAA. That. Well, that's not much difference, Fitz. No, it's not. It's little bitty. It's intangible, but it's there. Here's a real story. I graduated college in May of 98, and was being mentored by Andy Albright at the time, and he suggested that I not go get a job. That I work with him and be mentored by him instead. And in probably one of the best decisions of my life, I agreed. Because I knew deep down inside of me, a job wasn't what I was supposed to do. Punching a time clock from 9 to 5. I said it yesterday, and I know people get offended by this, and I don't care, because it's true. That jobs are really, for the most part, I think our staff here would agree they have pretty good jobs. But for the most part, for most companies, jobs are really just a modern form of slavery. If you really and truly study slavery, as it existed for thousands of years, I'm not talking about just the slavery in America. I'm talking about, you know, Egyptians enslaving the Israelites. I'm talking about, let's go back some years. If you really study that, for the most part, in general, there's not much difference between that and modern-day jobs. They pay me now. Really? Back then, they'd give you a place to live and something to eat, too. A lot of jobs nowadays only pay you enough to get that, to get those essentials. So in my opinion, it is. You got somebody telling you when to get up, when to get to work, when to go to lunch, when to come back, when you can stretch, when you can pee, when you can get off work. They can make you come in on the weekends and work extra. And they dictate your pay. They dictate how much you're worth. Well, I didn't want that. And I'm guessing you're on this call because you don't want that either. I think people who tune into this call every Wednesday morning, people who've joined NAA, feel like there's a higher calling on their life. Feel like you're born to be free. Look at that, leaderboards just came out. Michael Owens, number one in the country, part of Paul Roberts' organization. Congratulations, Michael. One of our own. But you're born to be free. You weren't born to have shackles on you. And that's why you're doing this. Because maybe you feel those shackles on you and you want them off. Or maybe you just don't have them on you, but you know you don't want them. And so you're working hard. Who knows? Who knows? Well, that was me. And so I worked with Andy Albright for a year after graduating college. And for a whole year, I made $1,700. And then we started some other stuff, and I started making some extra. And that was $1,700 gross, not net. That was actual gross. My net was negative. And then we started branching out and doing some other businesses, and I actually started seeing a little bit of money, not a lot, not enough to keep my lights on. I happen to know a couple people down at the light company, so when our lights would get shut off by some ding-dong that didn't know me, I'd go down there and have them turn back on without having to pay anything, because I knew the people. That's the advantage of being in a small town. And then Andy introduced me to mortgage protection. A friend had introduced him. We'd heard about this guy named Philip Hudgens. Didn't know that he was real because, you know, everybody said, oh, he's gone a whole whole year and hadn't missed a sale. We were like, yeah, whatever. Just give us the leads. We're in sales. We know what to do. We got those first set of 10 leads, and we blew them. Didn't make a sale. To be fair, we later learned that they were actually five-year-old leads. Now, agents will call up here and say, my leads are old. If you're getting, first of all, if we tell you that they're B leads, they're still not 5 years old. But if we are giving you A leads, they are less than 30 days old. So that's why we don't listen to that crap. But these leads were actually 5 years old. We were told later by our manager. Not the one who gave them to us, but his manager. And so we take those leads, we go out there, and here's how stupid we were, guys. We were booking appointments. I booked an appointment with somebody in a bar. My husband showed up, and I was buying him drinks while I was showing him what I was doing, and he got blitzed, and 45 minutes later, his wife showed up, and I had to show her. Guess what? I didn't make the sale, and I was an hour and a half from home. Had to drive back home. So after I blew through those 10 leads, what I decided to do was, Andy and I got together and said, you know what? We probably need to get trained. Let's get some training. And so we drove up to see Philip Hudgens at his office. We walk in all cocky, me and Andy and Adam Katz and Russ Everett. That's Andy's cousin. If you ever hear him talk about cuz, that's him. And we walk in and we say, okay, we're ready to be trained. We're broken. You broke us. We want to be trained now. And Philip said, all I know is if you do exactly what I tell you, you won't miss a sale. And we said, okay. And we got our first set of 10. After listening to him for 2 hours and recording everything that he said, and we would repeat those stories back later. I told people I built tires for a living. That's Philip's story. I told people that I got married at 17. That's Philip's story. I told people my first house was a three-bedroom house with no running water. The running water was when you ran across the street to get water across the street out of the well. See, that's all Philip Hudgens' story, but I told that story as if it were my own because he said, if you do what I say, you won't miss a sale. Well, he was right. For 9 months, I didn't miss a sale. But on those leads, yeah. Let me tell you how those next ten leads worked out for me. I made three calls. I had one person hang up on me and two people cuss me out. One person hung up, two people cussed me out. You been there? Your manager's been there. Your manager's been through that. I went through it. And I had a practice of having Heather sit in the office while I was on the phone. So she was, and this was in our second bedroom of our 400-square-foot house. It had holes in the walls. And, I mean, we were renting this place, but, man, they should have been paying us to live there. It was so nasty. Run down, doors hanging off the hinges. I mean, it was a terrible place. I feel awful that I put my wife in that place. But I did. And she went with it. But she was sitting in the chair next to me, and I looked at her, tears in my eyes. I said, baby, that's it. I'm done. I'd gone through those first 10 leads and made three more sales in this new set of 10. And these were new leads. These were brand new leads. And two people cussed me out, and one person no-showed me. I mean, hung up on me. And by the way, guys, the leads that we were running back then, they were not the leads you have now. These were actually response cards, and the people had no idea what they were responding to. They just filled out their personal information and sent it back. What we've got now, the lead's actually selling them on the product. What we had then was a name on a card. So two people cussed me out. One person hung up on me. I looked at Heather, tears in my eyes, literally. I said, that's it. Tomorrow I'm going to go look for a job. I was college educated. I got a degree. I know I can go get a job as a youth minister because I've already had some offers. I'm going to go get a job and get a paycheck. This is crazy. And she said something that she swears she doesn't remember saying today, but I didn't remember it distinctly. She said this, and it changed my life, and it's changed yours, and you don't even know it. She said, make one more call. Just one more. Just make one more call, baby. It'll be better. You'll see. Just make one more call. Guys, I'm telling you, if that doesn't make you cry, you're not human. It makes me cry just remembering it. Having such a supportive spouse, make one more call. I think in the back of her mind, she probably knew, hey, if it doesn't work out, you can go get a job tomorrow. But you're still here tonight, and there's still plenty of time to call. Make one more call. Don't quit. Not now. Make one more call. Just do it one more time. See what happens. Well, here's what happens. Call them up. The couple was Otis and Dorothy Slade. They lived in a double-wide trailer on 40 acres in Castle County, North Carolina. I called them up and booked an appointment. I drove out there the next night and saw them. On my way, I was listening to Philip Hudgens do his in-home presentation. Translation, you can listen to your manager on a recording doing their presentation. I was listening to that, get to the end of it, and I'd rewind it. Get to the end of it, I'd rewind it. Get to the end of it, I'd rewind it. About a mile away from their house, I stopped and threw up. I was so nervous. I was so nervous because I knew this had to work. Because if this doesn't work, I'm going to go get a job, and I'm going to be doing something that I'm not called to do. And that's being enslaved. It's called to be free. I was so nervous, guys. I can appreciate you guys who go out there on your first appointments and you're terrified, but you do it anyway. You are the people I really respect in life because you faced your fears and you did it. I faced my fears, went out there and did it. I didn't know how the crap the products worked. We had feature sheets. Now you got leads that are basically feature sheets, but then we had feature sheets. Went through all the features. And I was such an idiot on products, I just read the features to them. And when they said, how does this, I'll tell myself here. They said, how does this return of premium thing work? Do we get interest on that? I said, is that important to you? Yes, sir, it is. I said, well, then you'd get it. That's not true. Later, I had to call them back and let them know that I'd lied to them because I didn't know. I was new and just didn't know, and they kept the policy. I'm still getting paid on that case. But I called up Andy on my way home, told him I just picked up the production I just picked up, and I started on a 50% contract paying for my leads. I feel like a parent saying, you guys don't know how good you got it. I started on a 50 contract paying for my leads, $15 a pop. I called him up. We figured out my commissions even after lead cost. I'd made $800. And a lot of you guys have been through deals like I have. And so you'll appreciate what Andy said to me then. He said, beats the heck out of selling a case of soap, doesn't it? I said, yes, sir. Next. After those first three phone calls, two cussing me out, one of them hanging up on me, I closed 7 apps out of those first 10 leads. I closed 7 deals. 100% close ratio. Everybody I saw, I closed. About 3 weeks after that first episode there, we decided to move to Dallas, start up an agency. If I'd been smart, I'd have stayed in North Carolina another 6 months writing personal production to get some cash in the bank. All I had was debt, and I spent everything I had to get out here. And when we got out here to Dallas, we moved into a bad, bad neighborhood. I had an 89 Buick Century I drove at the time, called it Paw Paw, because I was 23 years old driving a car. It looked like an 80-year-old should be driving. Called the car Paw Paw. The grill was stolen off that front of that Buick Century. About 8 months after that, I was struggling because I had no money. I was overwhelmed with leads and didn't have enough agents. Struggling in lead debt, drowning. And we took a trip to Ponte Vedra Beach, Florida, where Barry Clarkson's home is. We were going to there for a convention, for a meeting. And I took one of my agents, Bill Jacks, and a lot of you guys may know Bill Jacks. I'm the upline, he's the downline. I'm trying to sell him on how awesome this deal is and is going to be. So I didn't have two nickels. After the convention was over, went to a Chinese buffet, and I wanted to pay for my meal and his. So I whipped out a credit card, said, here, swipe that. Lady came back, said, it's been declined, sir. I said, no way. It's impossible. Try it again. She tried it again, came back to me. Sorry, sir, still declined. Must be something wrong with our machine. I said, here, try this one. She went and tried it, came back. Sorry, sir, this too has been declined. Must be something wrong with our machine. Sorry about the inconvenience. Do you have something else? I said, yep. Here's my check card. This is a card that's attached to my bank account. If this, and I said, if this doesn't go through, there really is something wrong with your machine, because I know there's money in that account. I was lying. There was no money in that account. I was trying to look good in front of my downline. She came back. Sorry, sir. It's been declined. How embarrassing is that? I'd spent the last money I had to get on that trip, to fly there from Dallas and to go to a convention. And I didn't have money to buy lunch. Getting choked up just talking about it again. And Bill was such a good guy. He always has been and always will be. He footed the bill. Somehow I came up with the money to give back to him when I got back here. Paid him back. But that's what I was willing to do for my dream. That's just some of the stories I got. I've got a bunch of them. If you're coming on board and you're broke, busted, and disgusted, the best thing you can do is to be in Dallas on August 1st and 2nd. Because you will get something from it that will change your life. Master Key to Riches says, when one is ready for a thing, it is sure to appear. When one is ready for a thing, it is sure to appear. If you were ready to make $100,000, you'd be making it. If you were ready to make $1 million, you'd be making it. If you were ready to make $50,000, you'd be making it. But I've made it in the past, Fitz. Yeah, but are you making it now? No. Then you aren't ready for it. Okay, how do I get ready? You put yourself where the information is. You listen to books. You devour MP3s. You read books. Devour MP3s, and you come to conventions, and we have cut out as much fluff as we can. Now, we got 6 months of recognition we got to do here, so we do have to recognize some folks, because when you achieve things, you want recognition too, I guarantee it. So we got some folks we got to recognize, but we purposely cut out all the fluff so that we're just giving nuts and bolts, so that all you're getting is good information that you can go apply to your business and make money with immediately. If you're at a distance and you haven't bought your plane ticket yet, buy it. I don't like recommending people use the last money they have in their account in order to get a ticket somewhere. But, I know what I did. I know what I was willing to do. Now put your fingers back up, thumb and forefinger. It's that little bit of difference that's made me a millionaire. And that little bit of difference has made some of my buddies good $35,000 a year people. That's the difference, is the little stuff. The little stuff that'll give you everything your heart desires. That little thing, that little stuff of spending money to get to a convention where you can get information. Little things like that will make you a gazillionaire. Money won't even be an object for you anymore. It won't be an issue in your marriage. It won't be an issue in your bank account. Won't be an issue when it comes to writing a check to your favorite charitable organization. Won't be an issue when you want to go buy that car you've always had your eye on. Won't be an issue when your wife says, honey, I need to go get a manicure and a pedicure, and while I'm at it, I'd like to go get a Swedish massage. Won't be an issue when your wife says, you know what, we need some time away. I think what we need to do is get a lake house so we have a place to go. That little bit of difference, guys, little bit of difference is what makes it for people versus those who don't. Ralph Simpson's story, moved here from England, I don't know, like $1,500 in his pocket or $500 something, it was nothing. He washed cars and Dawn cleaned houses. Both of them illegal immigrants. You want to talk about that little stuff that sets people apart? That's it. Why are you doing this? It is much easier to go punch a time clock. I think you're doing it because you want to be free. You want to live a life separated from the average and ordinary.
Well, I think they depends upon.
That's why you're here. That's why you're with NAA. That's why you've chosen to join up with the Fitz Group and the Simpson Group and the Wallace Group. Those are the best three teams in the world of NAA. Those are the best three teams in the industry. I was at a deal last night. with a buddy. A good buddy of mine is checking out a multi-level. And I've been trying to mentor him in financial decisions. And so without just blowing him out, I said I'd go take a look at it. And I did. I'll never get that 2 hours of my life back. It was the biggest waste of time I can imagine. At the end of it, my buddy is like, man, that was awesome, wasn't it? I said, no, it's stupid. Their comp plan is confusing. Their product sucks. It's a terrible deal. But at least now I've seen it, and I can give you my honest feedback. I saw it last night, and I thought about all the people out there who jump deal to deal, and how they don't realize that when they land on NAA, they've hit the jackpot. Three bars across the coins, the slot machines. You hit the jackpot, baby. You landed with NAA. And if you're with the Fitz Group, Simpson Group, Wallace Group, you've really hit the jackpot. Because this is the best of the best. And we have put together a convention next week to share with you exactly how we did it. We won't leave anything out. Sell out to this. That sounds crazy. You may be brand new. Get committed to it. Show your commitment by coming to the convention. Okay. I promised you I'd tell you how to put money in your pocket instantly. Instant pay increase. You ready for it? Here's an instant pay increase. Obviously, this is a rhetorical question because I've got you on mute and I can't see you. But raise your hand if you're on a 55% contract. Good number of folks. Some folks are brand new with us and are on a 55 contract. We get people started on a 55 contract. We give them free leads. It's a good program for them. Some people have been with us for a couple of years and they're still on a 55% contract. This pay increase tip is for everybody that's on a 55 contract. Move to a 60. Do the math. Run the numbers on the production you did this week. Multiply by 60% instead of 55%. What you got? More money. More money. How do I move to a 60, Fitz? Start paying for your leads. Start paying for your leads. How much leads cost, Fitz? The 60% contract, where'd it go? There it is. I just don't know if I can afford leads at a 60% contract. At a 60% contract, leads are $16.30 a piece. Leads cost NAA 30-plus, depending on the area, but 30-plus, which means your manager, your upline, still has costs tied up in all those leads. $16.30 a lead. The only reason you've been with us longer than 90 days and you're still on a 55% contract with free leads is because you are not confident in your skills to go out there and sell. You're not confident that if you go out there and you've paid for those leads that you're going to turn a profit. You're not confident in that. If that's you, you need to get with your manager or your new agent mentor and you need to find out what in the heck you need to do to get your skills better so that you can go out there and make sales and make more money because you're on a higher commission contract. That's what you need to do. You need to move to a 60% contract. What we have found time and time again is people who start paying for their leads, suddenly their close ratios get better. Why? Because they're only taking the number of leads that they actually need, and they've paid for them, so they really care about closing them now. So aside from moving up 5 points in contract, now your close ratios are better, which instantly means more sales, more income, better commissions, instant pay increase. It'll happen instantly. Instantly. That's the secret. Start paying for your leads. Get off the free lead program. If you're writing $20,000 a month and you're getting free leads, why in the heck are you doing that? You realize how much you're costing yourself? That's it. That's all I got for today, guys. A lot of you guys are making a ton of money. A lot of you guys need to make a ton of money. There's two different kind of categories with us. People who are making a ton of money and people who need to make a ton of money. No matter where you are, you can make more money. You just have to do a little bit more. If Just a little bit more, and you'll go to that next level. You'll have your breakthrough if you'll go a little bit more. Guys, we're going to beat Art Leisure. Are you going to be part of that, or are you going to watch it happen? Go make it happen, guys. Go get some for you and your family this week. Put money in your pocket. Bye.